It's Hidden Gems Day on 88.7 MyFM, a day where we profile hidden gems in the community. Hidden gems like some of Quinte Conservation's special conservation areas. Today, I'm joined by Kirsten Geisler. Kirsten, thank you very much for joining me today.
Hi, Emily. Thank you so much for having us. So a little bit about Quinte Conservation. We own a variety of natural areas throughout our watershed for the purpose of preserving and protecting vulnerable lands and ecosystems. Some of these properties are public conservation areas, which are open daily from sunrise to sunset and provide a range of outdoor opportunities that help connect you and your loved ones to nature.
And so can we start off with you telling me a little bit about Potter's Creek Conservation Area? I understand that is where Quinte Conservation's head office is.
Yes, that is correct. Potter's Creek is the Quinte Conservation head office. It's actually broken down into two separate areas. So we have a north side and a south side. The address is 2061 for the north end and 2056 for the south end at Old Highway 2 in Belleville. We have roughly 7 kilometers of trails throughout the north and south sides. Some key features about Potter's Creek is that the area acts also as a demonstration site. So visitors who come here can learn about and see a variety of different things, including a constructed wetland, a rain garden, a wildlife thicket, shoreline naturalization plantings, and a wildlife meadow. Also interesting to the area, we have a turtle pond on the south side, as well as an osprey nesting platform. Potter's Creek is also a great birding site, and there are bird feeders on site for chickadees and nuthatches. The area also includes a diverse terrain with trails that wind through orchards, meadows, forests, and along the Bay of Quinte.
And now we can talk a little bit about O'Hara Mill Conservation Area and Pioneer Homestead. I understand there's lots of neat, unique facts and features about this area.
Yes, O'Hara Mill is located at 638 Mill Road in Madoc. It's maintained and operated by an incredible group of volunteers called the Friends of O'Hara Mill. This group of volunteers hosts special events all year long that showcase what life would have been like for pioneers during the mid-1800s. There are just over 5 kilometers of trails that wind through forested areas along the creek and throughout the homestead. The area includes a variety of pioneer buildings and artifacts, including a log cabin, blacksmith shop, schoolhouse, and the O'Hara Museum House. A peculiar fact about O'Hara Mill Conservation Area is that what is now the blacksmith shop was originally a log cabin located at Sheffield Conservation Area and was relocated to O'Hara Mill to be used in the homestead. Something unique about the area is that the O'Hara sawmill is thought to be the only water-powered frame saw of its kind left in Ontario and the only working one in North America.
And now, just up the road from us here in Greater Napanee, another great area, Sheffield Conservation Area.
Yes, Sheffield Conservation Area. It's located at 8032 County Road 41 in Aaronsville. It's absolutely stunning. It's one of my favorites. It is our most challenging trail network that we have at Quinte Conservation. It includes a 4.5 kilometer loop trail. What makes this area so spectacular and so beautiful is that it's part of the Canadian Shield, particularly the Granite Barrens, which means exposed rock with a thin layer of soil. A couple unique things about the area are some of the species that live there. One of those is the prairie warbler, which is a small yellow bird found almost exclusively in Granite Barrens. One of the highlights about Sheffield are the beautiful scenic lookouts looking over Little Melon Lake. It's also a great area to launch for paddling.
Thank you, Kirsten, for joining me today and highlighting some of the amazing areas in the Quinte watershed. To get the complete list of our hidden gems, visit napaneetoday.ca.